Welcome to High School Football on Good Time Oldies, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network. Tonight's game is driven by Gateway Toyota Scion, Route 37 East in Toms River, where their success is measured by your satisfaction. Participating sponsors are Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers. Play hard, but play safe. Open MRI of Wall, medical imaging when you need it most. The Water Street Grill, waterfront dining in Toms River, and the best place to watch the game. DCH Freehold Nissan, celebrating the grand opening of their new big service center. Gold Fever, catch it, watch it, open 7 days a week in Point Pleasant Beach. Ocean First Bank, where you'll find extraordinary community banking. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, with 6 locations, all focused on getting you back in the game. All Shore Media, your total Shore Conference sports resource. And Boston's Restaurant and Sports Bar at the corner of Hooper Avenue and Fisher Boulevard in Toms River. Let's head down to the field and join Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, and Ed Sarluka for tonight's game.
From the birthplace of college football, High Point Solutions Stadium on the campus of Rutgers University, this is the Shore Sports Network, broadcasting today on 1160, 1310 a.m., and of course on the web at shoresportsnetwork.com. A special doubleheader on Championship Saturday here from RU, as we will be broadcasting the Central Jersey Group 4 final and the Central Jersey Group 3 final. It starts in Group 4 with 10-1 Manalapan taking on 9-2 Sayreville. Our kickoff set from about 10 minutes from now on our game today, brought to you by Gateway Toyota Scion, your community-minded dealer since 1993. Proud to sponsor high school football, Gateway Toyota Scion, Route 37 East in Toms River. As they say, we love to help. Let's get right into it. I'll be joined by Ed Sarluka in just a second. He is making his way down onto the field. Kevin Williams actually doing the PA today, so it'll just be Ed and myself. Tom Tremblay assisting up here in the box, and Paul Ceretti back in the studios in Bayville. We take a look at Manalapan. They come in with a record of 10-1 overall. Their road into the final here today, where they make their second finals appearance. They lost a few years back. They beat Brick Memorial in the opening round 28-21, survived one over West Windsor Plainsboro South 21-20 in double overtime. They are riding high right now as they have won 10 straight games. The only time that they did lose, all the way back on September 9th, defeated by Jackson in the season opener 12-7. They did win Class A North this year and among the top teams in the Shore Conference. Under the direction of Ed Guerreri, who is in his second stint as the head coach, he also was the head man from 2007 to 2009, has been with the program for a long, long time, and Coach Guerreri trying to get this team cranked up and moving. A good year a year ago, but they faltered in the playoffs when they had Josh Fersker running the football all over the place. He has been replaced by John Sikowski, and Sikowski has picked up right where Fersker left off. 2,115 yards, 23 touchdowns this year for Sikowski. He now owns the Shore Conference record in terms of rushing yards in one game, 425. He set midseason, breaking Noshon Marino's mark. Mike Isabel, the starting quarterback, good efficient year, 66 of 128. He has thrown for 10 touchdowns. Fersker has been replaced in the namesake division by his younger brother, Anthony, who has caught 45 balls for 644 yards and 8 touchdowns. Manalapan with a pretty high-powered offense. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. Ed will join me down on the sideline. We'll take a quick look at Sayreville, as the Sayreville squad coming in as the defending champs here in Central Jersey Group 4. Should be a real good game. They have a great player in DeLon Stevenson. We'll talk about him in just a second. We'll make it a 60-second timeout. We're back with more of the pregame show. You're listening to High School Football on the Shore Sports Network.
Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers are proud to support Jersey Shore High School sports. We know you play hard, but please, play safe. And if an injury does occur, know that our orthopedic sports medicine specialists are experts in the very latest minimally invasive techniques. To learn more about the great orthopedic care at Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers, visit barnabashealth.org or call 888-724-7123.
Gateway Toyota Scion is proud to be a part of the Jersey Shore community and a sponsor of tonight's high school sports coverage. Gateway's community involvement includes such programs as Ocean County VestaCop, Lacey Rescue Squad, sponsorship of the local Little League, high school athletic departments, high school booster clubs, and much more. Once again, good luck to all the high school athletes from Gateway Toyota Scion. Gateway Toyota Scion, Route 37 in Toms River. As they say, we love to help.
Now back to high school football on the Shore Sports Network. Good Time Oldies, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
Back here on the Shore Sports Network, Matt Harmon and Sarluka getting set for a big one between the Bombers of Sayreville and the Braves of Manalapan. Should be a lot of fun in the Central Jersey Group 4 Championship. Talked about Manalapan, their 10-1 mark. It is Sayreville in the way in terms of Ed, watch your microphone. Ed, your mic is on right now.
Naskis.
Okay, Ed. Ed, down on the sideline. Let's check in with him right now. Ed, a beautiful day for football. Sun is out. Nice cool temperatures, but perfect for state finals.
Well, after I navigated the 100 steps, Matt, to get down here, got to take up a little collection, get an elevator down to the field level eventually. But, yes, it is an absolutely beautiful day, Matt. As I said, as I navigated the 100 steps, I'm kind of sweating now. I think I'm overdressed. I'm on the Manalapan sideline. Sayreville just entered the field. Manalapan on their way out. But perfect day. No wind to whatsoever to speak of. Should not affect anything. Perfect day for John Sikowski to run the football maybe 40 times. What do you think?
We talked about Manalapan coming in. Sayreville, the defending champs. They are making their fifth appearance in the finals overall. They have won a couple of state championships. They are very seasoned under the direction of George Najjar in his 17th year here for Sayreville, 147-45, his overall record. And their road to the finals started with a win over Jackson, 21-13. They then beat South Brunswick, 22-15. And, Ed, before we talk about DeLon Stevenson, the main guy for this Bomber offense, very impressive that Sayreville was able to win not one but two games on the road to get to the finals.
Yeah, low seed this year for the Bombers, and yes, they are impressive, and they have, you know, that single most important factor, I believe, when you play in these games, and that's experience. These players, I was kind of surprised that they've only won two championships, 97 and 2010. It seems like they're in the finals or in the semifinals almost every year.
Yeah, they sure are. And DeLon Stevenson, a player who will play here at Rutgers after his high school career. He is a graduating senior, has rushed for just about 1,000 yards on the year, 16 touchdowns. He has caught a ton of balls as well for three more scores. Sayreville lost their opener just like Manalapan. They were defeated by South Brunswick 14-7. Their only other loss was to Piscataway, who we just saw beat Elizabeth in the first game of the day in a thriller in a Group 4 North Jersey final. They lost that game 28-0. Piscataway beat Elizabeth on kind of a last-second touchdown. What a great game that was. We can only hope for the same over the course of these two. But Stevenson, Ed, is a guy that we have seen and have broadcast some Sayreville games in the last couple of years. A talented, talented running back.
Yes, he is. He does it all, Matt. He rushes, you know, from the line of scrimmage. They flank him out wide, and when he's out there, they usually throw it to him. He can score from anywhere on the field. He does some kickoff returns and some punts. Very, very dangerous. It's, you know, one guy that everybody's got to keep an eye on if you're wearing a red uniform today.
Teams have made their way onto the field. Sayreville will be in white as the higher-seeded team. They will be operating out of their white jerseys, blue numerals, silver helmets, silver pants. Manalapan on the far sideline, where Ed will spend most of the day today. They are in their all-red uniforms, red jerseys, white numerals, red helmets, and red pants. The opening coin toss coming up here. We'll step out and take a quick timeout. Let's make it a 60-second break. We're back with the opening kickoff of the Central Jersey Group 4 Finals. You can listen to it live all day right here on the Shore Sports Network.
This is Barry Cottrell, General Manager at DCH Frio Nissan on Route 9, and proud to sponsor this Jersey Shore High School football pregame show. We're rooting for your team to win, and inviting you to team up with us for a great deal on your next new car. DCH Frio Nissan is the home of the original Ultimate Deal, but you'll get ultimate deals on all of our new and pre-owned cars. Come in for a test drive tomorrow, and drive your new car home tomorrow night. Visit DCHFrioNissan.com or on Route 9, we're just north of the Freehold Raceway Mall. DCH Frio Hold Nissan.
Football season is in full swing at Baker's Water Street Grill, and now that there's a chill in the air, it's time to come in, sit by the fire, and enjoy Tom's River's favorite hometown sports bar. With 21 HD TVs, there's not a bad seat in the house, and Baker's Water Street Grill is the place to be for all the action. There are drink and appetizer specials during all NFL games and weekly giveaways, plus there's Wi-Fi access for all you fantasy football fans. No need to wait for game day. Join them any day of the week for lunch, dinner, and the area's best happy hour. Baker's Water Street Grill, located on the water in downtown Toms River.
For complete high school football coverage every day, visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Good Time Oldies, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
Welcome back here from Rutgers University High Point Solutions Stadium. Matt Harmon, Ed Sarluka getting sent for the opening kickoff of Sayreville and Manalapan. Don't forget, coming up immediately following the game today, we'll do our post-game and stay on in between games as we will then broadcast Neptune and Steinert. That one should be a lot of fun as well. So for Sayreville, who came in as the 5 seed in the tournament, they take on number 2 Manalapan. Ed, any idea what's the rationale for Sayreville being the home team?
Well, actually, they're not, Matt. Home team is Manalapan. They're the number 2 seed. They're wearing dark jerseys, as Elizabeth did in the first game. What was your reasoning to think that they were?
I thought because they were on this side where the press box is. I forgot that Rutgers is on the other side.
Right, the Hale Center is over here. And by the way, one key injury, Matt, we should mention, number 54, their starting center, James Danella, over here on crutches with a cast on his right leg, hurt midway through the season. They missed him a lot, but they've had time to recover, work some guys around on that offensive line. But the senior Danella will miss his last high school football game.
Alex Salzman, number 57, is expected to get the start at that center spot. He is a junior, 5'8", 190 pounds. Teams making their way onto the field here. And we should be up and running.
Pretty excited, Matt. Our first live look at John Sikowski, all-purpose running back for the Manalapan Braves, over 2,000 yards on the year, the second consecutive 2,000-yard rusher, Josh Fersker, last year. So pretty excited to see John up close and personal, and as I stand next to him here on the sidelines, much taller than me, and I'm 6 foot, so he goes about 6'2", 225. He is a load to bring down.
We get set for the opening kickoff here. It will be Isaiah Curitan. He is the starting quarterback. He will kick it away. Back deep from Manalapan, Tyler Leonetti and Saheed Blacknell. This is a short kick fielded by one of the upmen. Went to number 11, Vinny Harris, and he was able to take it to the 40-yard line where it will be first down and 10. Our opening coin toss today brought to you by Open MRI of Wall Medical Imaging when you need it most. Open MRI and diagnostic imaging of Wall in the Wall Circle Park on Route 34. Mike Isabel, the starting quarterback, 5'11", 161 pounds. He is a junior. Tyler Leonetti, John Sikowski will make up the backfield today. Saheed Blacknell, Anthony Fersker will split out this time, go in a slot receiver combination to the left side. R.J. Krause, the starting tight end, just a sophomore, lines up formation right. Ball sent from the right hash mark. Blacknell is in motion. Draw play. It will be Sikowski. Off the left side, he's got some room. We'll stretch it out 5, maybe 7, 8, 9 yards as he has run out of bounds right at the 49-yard line, a pickup of 9. An offensive line that has some experience, 3 seniors and 2 juniors. Brandon Pierce and John Apici are the 2 tackles. Mitch Moy and Derek Brooks are the 2 guards, and the aforementioned Alex Salzman is the center. So after a 9-yard pickup for Sikowski, it is 2nd down and 1. This time from the left hash mark. Split wide receiver set for Isabella. He will give to Sikowski off the right side. He'll have a first down as he crosses the 50-yard line and gets into Sayreville territory. A pickup of 2, but just enough for the first down.
First thing I noticed, Matt, the left side of the offensive line from Manalapan almost toe-to-toe, whereas the right side about a yard split between center guard, guard, and tackle. So let's see if they alter that in any way.
Jesse McHenry in at the fullback spot. Tight end right. Slot receiver set off to the left side. It'll be Sikowski. Third straight carry for him. Pushes the pile forward. Stacked up at the 46-yard line. goes as a gain of about three. Brian McMahon in on the tackle. 4-3 alignment for Sayreville defensively. Thomas Speaker and Teu Ashola, the two ends. Ishmael Herring, one of the captains on the team at one defensive tackle spot. McMahon is the other. Alex Yanazelli and Craig Switzer, the outside linebackers. Dion Miller, the team's leading tackler, is the middleman, wears number 35. Give you the secondary after this second down and seven play. Just about a minute gone by here in the opening quarter. Play action for Isabella. Rolling left under pressure and will get sacked. Ball came out as well. Picked up by Sayreville, but they will say that Isabella was down. It was Teo Ashola giving chase, registering the sack. Big sack as well, back at the Manalapan 44-yard line.
Well, when that ball went up in the air, Matt, Dion Miller for Sayreville picked it up on one bounce, and he was off to the races. Nobody would have caught him. So Manalapan catches a break there with the Isabella sack, believe it or not.
Teju Asola and Isaiah Curitan, the corners, DeLon Stevenson and Miles Hartsfield are the two safeties. Counterplay back to the left side. Siskowski breaks tackles to the 45-yard line, spins his way forward into Sayreville territory, down at about the Bomber 44-yard line. Got back much of the sack that was lost, but it will bring up a fourth down and just about five.
First key decision, it looks like Coach Guerrero is going to punt it away, Matt, but that's the second time they ran that sprint draw to Siskowski. They ran it on first down for 9 yards. That time about 11 or 12 yards, but not enough for the first.
Pat Monahan on to punt it away here for Manalapan. Two players back deep for Sayreville. Stevenson one, Curitan the other. No pressure. McMahon hangs one high in the air. Fair catch is called for and made at the 10-yard line where Sayreville we'll start with the football there. First offensive possession. 9:31 to go here in the first quarter. No score between Manalapan and Sayreville. John Brasero, the starting wide receiver. Rob Geiger, the tight end. Brian McMahon, Thomas Speaker, the tackles. Dan Greco and Craig Switzer, the guards. Brian McDonough is the center. A three-back alignment, kind of a wing T look for Sayreville. DeLon Stevenson and Teju Ashola, the two halfbacks. And Alex Yanazelli is the fullback. Isaiah Curitan, the starting quarterback. Curitan will work this time with a double wing set, and he will operate from the shotgun as Sayreville comes out here with a spread look. Three receivers this time off to the left. Man in motion in Yanazelli. He will get the carry, turn upfield at the 15-yard line, break a couple of tackles, comes left, and stacked up at the 23. That tackle made by Sam Mahan. 3-4 defense for Manalapan. John Apici and Alex Harajima are the two ends. Jesse McKerney is the nose man. Alex McPherson and John Sikowski, the linebackers. Chris Nesjes and Brandon Pierce, the inside backers. Sam Mahan, Vito Gattoletta, the corners. Ryan Mazzoli and Vinny Harris, the two safeties. Was enough for a first down. Ball set here from the 23-yard line. Here's the carry for Stevenson. Jet sweep. Able to turn the corner. He's got speed to burn to the 40, 45, 50. Nobody looks like they're going to catch him. Down the far sideline, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Sayreville. 77-yard touchdown run for DeLon Stevenson. And Sayreville on the board here after just a couple of offensive plays.
Well, Matt, you can't let them get outside, and that's what the Braves' defense did. They let him turn the corner on the right side. Once he turns the corner, you're not catching him. Outstanding speed, one of the fastest backs in New Jersey.
On for the extra point is Curitan. This to make it 7-0. Quite a start for Sayreville. Malik Presley, the holder. Good snap, good hold. The kick is blocked and will not be able to make it to the upright. So Sayreville will settle for a 6-0 lead. We're at the 8:50 mark here in the first quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. Remind you that you're listening to State Final Action on the Shore Sports Network.
If you're injured during a sporting event, wouldn't you feel better if your physical therapist knew exactly what it takes to get you back in the game? Whether you're a weekend warrior or a competing athlete, the physical therapists at Atlantic Physical Therapy Center are focused on returning you to optimal levels of performance. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center has the expertise, compassion, and enthusiasm to get you back in the game without losing a step. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, with offices in Toms River, Manchester, Whiting, Freehold, Shrewsbury, and Little Egg Harbor. Go to AtlanticPTCenter.com and Facebook to learn more and to find the office closest to you.
IHOP, a family restaurant, is celebrating over 50 years of goodness. You'll enjoy breakfast, lunch, and dinner with experienced chefs, friendly managers, and great food. What else could you want for a great dining experience? Stop in and visit before or after your high school football game. IHOP in Toms River at 178 Route 37 East, at 941 Route 37 West, or on Route 72 in Manahawkin in the Stafford Square Mall. IHOP. Come hungry, leave happy.
Now back to high school football on the Shore Sports Network. Good Time Oldies, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
Back here from Rutgers University as Sayreville getting sent to kick off. They pooch this one up to their right. It is fielded down by Vinny Harris, who will run into the Manalpin sideline and get pushed out of bounds at about the 45-yard line, where Manalpin will start with their second offensive set. They trail 6-0 to Sayreville, 8:44 to go in quarter number one. Matt Harmon and Ed Saraluca. Anthony Furstiger will split out this time wide to the right. In the slot is Blacknell. Let's see how Manalpin can answer back. Straight eye look, Sikowski as the deep man. Isabella sends Blacknell in motion from right to left. Here's the give to Sikowski, off tackle to the left side. He will pound his way forward to the Manalpin 49-yard line, a gain of four.
Well, both times Manalpin's had great field position to start their drive, so no excuse there. The short kickoffs have given the Braves a pretty good field position.
Second down and six. Berksker splits left. In the slot, Blacknell. McKerney as the fullback. It'll be Sikowski up the middle, off the right side, stacked up on the line of scrimmage, trying to stretch his way forward, able to get a yard, but nothing more than that. Defended well that time by the 4-3 set of Sayreville. That tackle made by Miles Hartsfield. Third and five. You know, Ed, we know about Manalpin. They love to run the football, but they do have a pretty talented wide receiver in Anthony Berksker.
And a pretty good quarterback in Isabella, who's really come on this year, replacing Biamonte, who's right here at Rutgers University in his freshman year.
Trips package off to the left. Isabella goes from the shotgun with time. Friends one in the seam. It's deflected up and will fall incomplete. Threw into triple coverage. Manalpin, not sure, Ed, if they were confused as to who was running what route, but a lot of players in the same spot.
Yeah, I saw it. Furstiger crossing over to the offensive right side. I thought they were going to him, but they went back the other way where they did have two players in the same area. Not a good situation. So, unfortunately, they will have to punt it away again for the second time.
Back on to punt is Mahan. Stevenson and Curitan, both back deep. Dangerous pair for Sayreville. Again, no pressure. High hanging punt by Mahan. Curitan calls for a fair catch at the 14-yard line and makes it, where it'll be first and 10 for Sayreville. They lead it 6-0, 7:13 to go here on the opening quarter. Our game today brought to you in part by Gold Fever. Catch it, watch it. Open 7 days a week on Arnold and Bay Avenue in downtown Point Pleasant. The idea here, obviously, Ed, keep Stevenson from turning the corner. We saw his speed. He is electric.
Yeah, you know, when you got a back like that, that obviously defenses are keying on, it makes Yanicelli that much more important. And last time they gave it to him for a pretty good gain on first down.
Yanicelli will split out this time wide to the left. Receiver back to the right. It will be Stevenson going to try the left side this time and dropped in the backfield. Sikowski coming up to make the tackle for all of his accolades offensively this year, Ed. He's really, up until this year, known as a defensive player, and we see his skill on that play.
Yeah, well, last year he was one of the more outstanding linebackers in the Shore, and, you know, a tough summer in the weight room for Sikowski, and he has become an outstanding running back also.
So after a five-yard loss, it brings up a second and 15. Cureton from the shotgun. The carry here will be for Ishola. Breaks a tackle in the backfield. Able to spin his way forward, get back to the line of scrimmage, maybe pick up a yard. Dropped at the 10-yard line by McKerney, the nose man. You know, Ed, you don't see, and you as a defensive guy certainly knows this, you don't see many teams run the 3-4 anymore like Manalapan does.
No, but they run it very successfully. They figure, you know, a lot of times you adjust your defense to what you have. They have a lot of linebackers and with good speed and good tackling ability. So you go with three big guys up front, and then you adjust with your four linebackers.
Haramija, Apici, the ends. McKerney, the starting fullback, is the nose man. Showing blitz here on third and long. Here's the inside carry for Stevenson, and he is taken down at the line of scrimmage for no gain. And Sayreville will have to punt in a dangerous spot with their end zone right behind them. Fourth down and 14. Going back deep for Manalapan is Perkster. He will be joined now by Vinny Harris. So two guys back for Manalapan. They stand on their side, the Sayreville side, rather, of the 50-yard line. Yanazelli will punt from his own end zone. High snap. It goes over his head and off the back line. It will go as a safety. Yanazelli didn't have a chance for it. It skied over the top of his head. He could have been on a ladder and not be able to get that. So put up two on the board for Manalapan, and they will get the football back.
Yeah, they seem to have weathered the Stevenson touchdown and get on the board. Worst thing that can happen to you are safeties when you're playing football. Not only do you give up the 2 points, but you've got to kick it off from your own 20-yard line. So you're looking at Manalapan probably getting the ball inside of Sayreville territory to start this next drive.
And really, Ed, when you think about it, a free 2 points. I mean, that could be a game changer even early on.
Exactly. That will always keep them ahead. You know, if they should score a touchdown, they don't have to worry about extra points or anything. Those 2 points are huge.
So the option here for Sayreville, whether they punt or kick off from the 20-yard line, it looks as if they will punt. Yanazelli will come on, and he has the football. So he wasn't able to punt it last time. This time he doesn't have to worry about a snap. He can step up and just let it fly. Manalapan bringing their return team up pretty high. Two players back deep at their own 45-yard line. This one will go and bounce at the 35 and take a good roll picked up here by Manalapan. It is Leonetti looking to change directions, comes into the near sideline, takes a good hard hit out of bounds by Mike Carey. So all things considered for Sayreville, pretty good punt and pinning Manalapan back to their own 28-yard line.
Yeah, that's a mistake by Manalapan. One thing you want to make sure you do, Matt, is to catch either the kickoff or the punt. That time they elected to punt it, went over his head, and luckily he did bring it back for, 10 or 15 yards. So negated what could have been a disastrous mistake.
Perksker this time will split out wide to the right. Single receiver, and again, that tight trips package set off to the left. Single back is Sikowski. Isabella from under center will give it to Sikowski, trying to stretch it to his left. Tripped up as he crosses the 30-yard line to the 31. Right smack dab in the middle of the field. Tackle made by Teo Ishola. Couple of Isholas on the Sayreville roster. Teo, number one. Teju, number 28, both seniors. Three-yard pickup brings up a second and seven. 4:35 to go in quarter number one. 6-2, Sayreville. Split wide outset here. Berksker comes to the near sideline right. Up top is Blacknail to the left. Sikowski will get it, stacked up with a line of scrimmage, and dropped. Sayreville read the play beautifully. It is Teo Ishola again on the tackle from his defensive end spot. You know, and one of the things about Manalapan so interesting is everybody knows they want to run the football, and a lot of it is tackle to tackle with Sikowski.
Yeah, that's where his style is, in between the tackles, although he does have the speed to break it if he should get the corner once he comes through. So that's where the difference between a good tackle-to-tackle runner and an outstanding one. When you have the speed to get outside also, you're a good one.
Third and seven from up under center. Counter draw. It goes for Sikowski. He's dropped in the backfield. Going to wait to get the number, but a defensive lineman just made a great play. And it was that time it was Teju Ashola who walked up from his corner spot, blitzed off the end, and was able to make the tackle in the backfield. A four-yard loss on Sikowski, and Manalapan has to punt it away.
See, that's what's going to happen. They're going to walk those people up, Matt, unless Isabella could loosen them up a little bit in the air. And I think maybe the next time Manalapan gets it, that's what they try to do. You've got to throw the ball a little bit to get those corners off the line of scrimmage.
Our game today brought to you in part by Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers, affiliates of Barnabas Health. Play hard, but play safe. Pat Mahan has been busy. His third punt already today. Stevenson, the single guy, back deep this time. Good high-hanging punt by Mahan. Stevenson fields it. Almost dropped it. Able to hang on to it. Now the 25-yard line. Running across the field into the Manalapan sideline. Turns the corner at the 30. Gets upfield to the 40-yard line. They'll spot him at the 41. Can't teach speed. And Stevenson, despite looking like he was pegged in pretty good, able to get upfield for a gain of about 16 yards on the punt return.
Well, 16 yards in the stats, Matt, but what, about 60 yards of running as he went east-west that time and did manage to turn the corner. I have to believe he's going to be doing a lot of that in the next 4 years when he attends this university right here on this field.
Yeah, he's going to be a good one for Rutgers to have. It's like when we see some of those in-state products stick around. He'll go this time as a slot receiver. Tight end wing set back to the right. Cureton from the gun. We'll give it here to Teju Ashola. He will turn the corner. Be run out of bounds after just a couple-yard pickup. They'll spot it at the 45. A gain of four. Brings up a second and six.
Yeah, Ashola, as is Yanicelli, you know, those off backs have the capability of getting some good positive yards because everybody going to Stevenson. That time Stevenson went left and everybody just, you know, motors, you know, their bodies towards him.
Second down here and a long six with 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Twins off to the left. Here's the give again to Ashola. He will get it upfield and close to the first down marker. Breaks the play to the 50-yard line and into Manalapan territory at the 49. This will be pretty close to a Sayreville first down. Referees will come over and measure it.
No, they're not, Matt.
Nope, they will just say it is a first down.
Boy, look around at this stadium, Matt. What a tremendous job they've done. They've closed off in the last few years the scoreboard end, the south end, and it's a tremendous stadium right now.
Good spot, certainly, for college football. Still waiting on the final score, but we should congratulate Asbury Park on winning Central Jersey Group 1, beating Florence. Play action for Cureton. Throws in the flat, has Stevenson, will make the catch and get dropped immediately. Good coverage laid on by Alex McPherson, the outside linebacker. No gain on the play, brings up a second and 10.
I believe that final was 42-18, Matt. I know Asbury had 42, so they easily won that game over Florence. That's four championships in the last 5 years for the Bishops of Asbury Park. Congratulations to Matt Artizone.
I don't think shy of saying, again, it's just their section, but they've created a dynasty in Central Jersey Group 1. Second down and 10. Cureton again from the shotgun. Here's the give to Ashola. Running left. Breaking into the second level. Third level now at the 25 to the 20. Stays on his feet as he leapfrogs his way down to the 12-yard line. Mazzoli made the tackle at the 12, but a long gain that time of 37 yards by Teju Ashola.
Matt, I don't know if Manalapan in the Shore Conference has seen the type of speed, you know, that this Bomber team has. I mean, everybody knew that, obviously, DeLon Stevenson could go the distance. But Ashola and Yanicelli also, also exhibiting tremendous speed, and I don't know if Manalapan has seen that in the Shore.
They are fast, no doubt about it. Deion Miller in the game. The give will be to Stevenson. He will stretch it out to the far sideline, turns up corner at the 10, gets down inside the 5. Far side official running after the football. Now he's got to come back and mark it. And it will be just inside the 5-yard line and bring up a second down and 3. 7-yard pickup with 37 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Sayreville 6, Manalapan 2 on a safety.
Matt, it also seems that every play Sayreville runs is designed to get on the corner.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Stevenson will stay in the backfield along with Miller. This time Cureton will step up under center. Tight end wing set off to the right now. Yanazelli will come in motion. Here's the gift to Stevenson. This time he will stay between the tackles and get stacked up at the 3-yard line. Nice tackle put on that time by Haramija.
You know, although they are up in Middlesex County, you know, Sayreville's head coach lives in Middletown. So, obviously, very familiar with Shore Conference football. That may be one of the reasons why he does so well. You know, he follows all the teams, obviously gets the Asbury Park Press. So, very familiar with the Braves and the rest of the Shore Conference.
That is George Najjar. He is a fan of our Thursday night high school football show as well. We'll step out and take a timeout. The first quarter has come to a close. We'll start our second set of 12 minutes with Sayreville leading Manalapan 6-2, 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Football live on the Shore Sports Network.